All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We're sitting here with a packed house in the Coffee Time studio today. We have got the entire cast of Fiddler on the Roof. Every single cast member is here. No, we've got a large number of the cast here today. They're going to sing us some songs from the musical. They're going to tell us a little bit about their characters. We've got the director here as well, Miss Cammie Kistman. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Vince.
Now, could you tell us a little bit more about what we can expect with the Fiddler on the Roof performance this year?
Well, every year we do our best to give the community a great show. I think this year is no exception. We picked a show that's a little bit over the top. In fact, even if you don't watch musicals or you don't listen to musical theater a lot, everyone pretty much knows Fiddler on the Roof. They've heard some of the songs. They know some of the stories. So we have a lot to live up to. But we definitely have the cast this year that can pull it off. So I am so proud of these students and everything that they can do. This is my fifth year of directing the musicals. We started with Bye Bye Birdie 5 years ago. In fact, I was just remembering when that cast was in here doing the same thing. And then we have slowly kind of built up from there. And we're really excited about this show and what it's going to bring to our community and what it means for these students and for our high school and also what it means for our community.
That's amazing, and it's got to be really cool to see them, like you said, grow and the strides that they make in all of their performances. And as much as everyone knows Fiddler, it's a tough musical.
It is. It's got definitely the most challenging male role that we have. And so for years, it would be in the back of our mind. We would talk about Fiddler. And finally this year, the musical director, Chris Sandel, and I decided that if we built Fiddler, Tevye would come, you know, kind of doing that. And so we were so surprised because a large number of our boys who usually did the musical graduated last year and we weren't sure who we were going to get. And we had over 20 guys show up and audition. And our cast has involved over 70 students and community members to bring to this community, which is huge. So we're really excited about what's going to happen here in a few weeks, even though it makes most of us sitting here nervous to think that this is going to happen in a few weeks because we still have so much work to do. We're excited about what that performance is going to be.
Well, just from the little bit I've seen of you all this morning, it seems like you're confident, a fun bunch that's going to have a great performance. I'm looking at 3 leading men and 4 leading ladies right now. So congrats to you all for all the hard work you've put in. Could you give us a little bit of a teaser of what can we expect? So I think we can maybe introduce some of the characters and some of the actors here, and then maybe they'll give us a little bit of performance.
Oh, hey, I'm Brett Pettibone. I'm Tevye in this play, which
so
is
you are the Tevye.
I am the Tevye. Yes, it's definitely a challenging role. Just as Ms. Kistman said, I've been an actor for a couple years now, but this is definitely one of the most challenging roles I've ever had to do, even with just the singing part and the acting all together. And for those who don't know, which most people do, Tevye is the leading character in this musical. He's a very traditional Jewish father who struggles to deal with the traditions that he as a Jew has in his life, but he also needs to deal with the changing world around him that especially his daughters want to do, because sometimes people need change and his daughters want that change to come sooner than maybe Tevye would like. And so
well, it's awesome. You have a really good understanding of the character, and I saw some fist bumps from the ladies over here as that was going on there. Like, change, yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's awesome, Brett.
I could sing a little of one of the most popular songs that I've heard from Fiddler on the Roof, which is Tevye's song, If I Were a Rich Man.
Could you please? That would be amazing.
I certainly will. If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. Lord who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be who I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
awesome job, Brett. That was great, man. You found your Tevye. You got him. That was great. All right, so who's our next person over here?
All right, so I'm Mariah Ackerman, and I'm playing Golda. So Golda is definitely really challenging to play because she's really, really dynamic, and sometimes she's pretty angry, and then other times she's really upset, and it's really hard to, like, I don't know, it's hard to capture both of those while still, I don't know. She just wants the best for her daughters and for her family and wants them to be with who they love but doesn't want to break tradition.
And another, just sounds like you have a great understanding of the character as well. What do you think you're going to bring to the role?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think I can bring the attitude.
There we go. I love it. There we go. All right. Do you have a little bit of a song prepared for us or maybe a line of dialogue or two, either or?
Yeah. I can sing Do You Love Me with Tevye. Yeah.
There we go. Perfect.
It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice to know.
Wow. Yeah, you guys sounded great together. That was awesome. All right, so now we're passing the mic along to, let's get your name first, please.
I'm Jameson Thatch, and I play the oldest daughter, Zytel. I really like this play just because of all the daughters. They all decide to break barriers and break the traditions that are set. She decides she doesn't want to marry who her father picks, and which is a little bit sad, but there's a little bit of tension that happens. But, yeah, she ends up getting to marry the man she loves.
This is awesome because it sounds like you're getting some very empowering roles. Are you finding that to be true?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of empowering roles with the, especially the daughters of the family. So.
What are you most excited about for the performance night?
I love the matchmaker scene that we do with the sisters. A lot of people know that song. It's when I explain to my younger siblings that you don't actually want to be matched by the matchmaker, because it doesn't actually, it's not that fun, actually.
It's not that fun, but that is one of the fun songs in the musical. Are you going to sing a little bit of that for us right now, or is it something different?
Yes, we are, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
It's just that I'm terrified. Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush, maybe I've learned. Playing with matches, a girl can get burned.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you guys, you're doing amazing. That was great. I'm seeing the whole musical unfold in front of my eyes right now. This is awesome. All right, who's our next one over here?
My name is Rebecca Whiting. I play the second daughter, so her name's Hoddle. And Hoddle sort of follows in her older sister's footsteps in that she marries who she's not supposed to. And she actually ends up falling in love with a radical, and he actually ends up getting arrested. But Hoddle does just as her older sister showed her, and she stays true to her heart instead of what everyone around her is trying to tell her what to do.
That sounds like another awesome role. Are you really excited to be playing that role in particular?
Yes, I really love the character of Hoddle.
And then what do you think that you're going to bring to it?
I think, so Hoddle's really funny because she, sometimes she's really playful and she gets offended very easily.
Okay.
And so I think in my portrayal of Hoddle, I'm going to be able to show kind of her spunkiness and her quick attitude changes.
So expect a lot of laughs coming from Rebecca over here. All right, so are we doing another song or are we just passing it along?
Just okay. Passing it to
perfect. So what's your name?
I'm Kyra Simonson, and I'm playing Hava in the musical. She is the middle child, and she also breaks the tradition by marrying somebody outside of the faith against her father's will, it's really a heartbreaking role to play. It's really sad, but it's really fun also.
Are you kind of scared about playing a role where you have to go serious, or are you excited for it?
Yes, it is hard not to laugh and to just bring all the emotions and everything into it. So,
but I think that you're going to do great with it. I can just tell already that you guys have dynamic personalities. This is awesome. Are you going to be singing a little bit for us right now? Or
I think that we're passing it over here. They'd sing their song.
That was there. Gotcha. All right. We are now chatting with, what's your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Blaine Goklish. I play Laser Wolf, Lazar Wolf, or however you want to pronounce his name.
Laser Wolf. I may have missed something from the production of Fiddler that I knew. There was someone named Laser Wolf.
Yeah, his name's Laser Wolf, but yeah, it's just
you definitely win coolest name from the musical competition. Explain a little bit about the role.
So Laser Wolf, he's obviously like top of the hierarchy for like these Jews. So, so he's a butcher, so meaning that he has high hierarchy, just like I said, but he's also very rich, which makes him a very popular, like, I would say, like, match for a lot of girls for their fathers to pick. And that's where a lot of the main conflicts come from my character, is that I'm promised a hand of one of Tevye's daughters, who I won't say, but because he breaks tradition and I'm no longer able to marry that girl, I would say a lot of rising conflict comes from my character. But it's not all about conflict either, because my character is pretty fun as well. So that's what I plan to bring.
Is that what you're excited about, being able to do the kind of intense and the fun aspect of it?
Yeah, I definitely see myself as the comedic relief almost. And that's what I try to be most of the time. But there is one particular scene where I do break out, and I'm excited to show everyone what I can do.
I'm excited to see it. This is going to be awesome. Do you have a line of dialogue or any song that you're going to perform?
Yes, I do, actually.
Perfect.
We know that when good fortune favors two such men, it stands to reason we should deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be healthy, long life. And if our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes. Drink L'chaim to life.
And then another 2 minutes of da-da-da-da, correct? All right, who is our last fellow over here?
My name is David Susanka, and I play the rabbi in it. The rabbi's not really a huge part in the performance, but he says a lot of, like, funny stuff. he's, like, comic relief, you know, just to get people, because the play is very serious. It gets pretty serious at the end, and the rabbi's just kind of a goofy person. He's also like he's the religious leader of the entire thing. So his opinion is like valued among the other men in the town and stuff, yeah.
But especially be able to deliver it with kind of a comedic take, yeah. Which I can tell you're going to do amazing with. Just that your delivery of all of those lines was already cracking me up.
Nice.
Nice, he says. All right, so do you have a song for us or a couple lines?
Okay.
Right. Okay, we're going to end with tradition, right? That's amazing.
A fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Vonetevka, you might say, every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy, you may ask. Why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition.
Nice. All right, that's amazing. Okay, I think, this is going to be an amazing play. You all did. Thank you so much for coming in here and telling us about your roles, telling us about the parts, a little bit about yourselves as well. All the songs sounded great. I think you're a fun group of kids. Cami, could you tell us a little bit more about when this is going to be?
Sure. So Fiddler on the Roof will be is going to be performed on the Lander Valley High School auditorium stage November 11th, 12th, and 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. We're asking for monetary donations at the door. We don't want anybody in our town or community who would like to see this play not to come. So we welcome everyone to come and just give what they are able to our production so that everyone can see and enjoy this. So we hope to see everyone there.
I think you will see everyone there. If anyone catches wind of this performance today, that's an awesome teaser, and that's going to be 3 days, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. They have 3 days to see it, 7 o'clock each day.
7 o'clock each evening.
Each evening, so make sure to check that out. Thanks again, everyone, for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Tradition. Perfect.